Jorrit Boer makes a living rescuing some of them as head of the Boer Group, a Dutch family business that began a century ago on the streets of Rotterdam, with his great-grandfather collecting rags, metal and paper in a cart. Today, from his base in Dordrecht, Boer runs 5 plants in the Netherlands, Belgium, France and Germany. Together they collect and sort, and resell for reuse or recycling, up to 460 tons of discarded clothing a day. People have the wrong idea about what happens when you drop clothes into a donation bin, Boer says. They think the clothes are given directly to needy people. What happens instead is that companies like Boer buy donated clothing, sort it and resell it, all over the world. You need a lot of experience to know where you can sell and reuse a piece of clothing, Boer said. Through the window behind him, I could see the rapid but practiced movements of women pulling clothes from conveyors, examining each item briefly, then pivoting and tossing it into one of 60 or so bags. Each woman sorts about 3 tons a day, Boer said. Sorters must have an eye for fashion, especially for the best stuff. Just 5 or 10% of the total, which makes most of Boer's profits. In Russia and Eastern Europe, prized items such as women's underwear can fetch up to €5 a kilogram, that's $2.50 a pound. Most lower quality material gets shipped in 55 kilogram bales to Africa, where it's sold for as little as 50 cents a kilo.